Terry, the Cavs continuing to win. They've now put together a 12-game winning streak. Unbelievable the way they're playing.
It really is. And especially to a man, if I said, okay, they're going to win 12 in a row with no Tristan Thompson.
Oh, yeah.
No Derrick Rose.
Okay.
And Isaiah Thomas is still hurt.
Yeah.
12 in a row. They're going to win 12 in a row after they start 5-7.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
LeBron obviously drives the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, the old line, Reggie Jackson on the straw that stirs the drink. But somebody else is kind of like serving this drink up just right.
It's been Dwayne Wade.
Right. I remember when they brought Dwayne Wade in, I go, I don't know.
Yeah, I thought that too.
Yeah, he's 35. He's big buddies with LeBron. This could mess the team up, you know, where they have cliques or whatever. Is he going to be willing to really kind of play a lesser role? Because on this team, you know, you've got Kevin Love.
Yeah.
You got LeBron. You're going to have Isaiah Thomas. You know, J.R. Smith wants his shots. Mm-hmm. Kyle Korver wants his shots. How's all this going to work? And remember, they started in their first three games, which I knew was not going to work.
Right.
And that was a disaster. Wade looked, just stood there, looked lost, the whole thing. And, you know, so they put him in the second unit, and it took a while. And then all of a sudden, you got sort of a little lesser version of LeBron James running the second unit.
Yeah. Which does a lot of things. It gives LeBron rest.
Yeah. They went from having the lowest scoring bench in the NBA for most of last year to like a top five.
Wow.
He's out there, Dwayne Wade, with Kyle Korver, Jeff Green, you know, whoever else they want to put in there with those guys. If Jose Calderon sometime and Channing Frye.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, you look at Frye's in his 30s, Korver's in his 30s, Calderon's in his 30s, you know, which is old for a basketball player. To me, the impressive part of Dwayne Wade's game is there's loose balls, and this guy's got bad knees. If you look, his whole legs are all wrapped up when he's out there. Wears his long leggings.
Yeah.
He's on the floor for loose balls. He's blocking shots. Dwayne Wade is considered the best shot-blocking guard in NBA history.
Hmm.
It's kind of a strange thing. It's like being the best-hitting pitcher in big league history. You know, it's not it's something you look at. But you see he comes from behind, and he blocks shots. He gets steals. You know, some days he scores a lot. Other days he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting rebounds. And I think the players look at this. They know this guy's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
And they go, well, if he's playing that way, we better play right too.
Yeah, right.
So now what the Cavs are doing, which is what when Miami was playing really well, is they always have either LeBron or Wade on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they have them together. And if you notice at the end of the game, sometimes they play together. Then Wade sort of drifts into the background, frankly, and lets LeBron run the show.
Yeah.
So, you know, they always talk about team chemistry and stuff like that. Dwayne Wade could have messed this up.
Yeah, totally.
Or made it work. And I'm not there every day, so I can't tell. And even if you are, the way your access is limited to these players, you can't be sure. But in terms of, like, being LeBron and Wade and a clique and everybody else feeling on the outside, if that were going on, you'd see it on the floor.
Yeah.
And maybe in the beginning of the year it was, or the players thought it was, and that was part of the problem too. Now, you're LeBron James, okay? Kyrie Irving has stiffed you.
Right.
I want to play with you. Dwayne Wade is there. So what are you and Dwayne Wade thinking right now about the Celtics?
Let's take them down.
Yeah, that's exactly it. We don't care how many games they win.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care how many points he scores in regular season. You know, yeah, they want to get him in the regular season, but they're waiting for that series in the playoffs. Mm. You know, LeBron will say, okay, you know, you always would call, especially after Kyrie Irving left, you called him the kid.
Yeah.
Remember, I tried to help the kid.
Yeah.
I tried to teach the kid how to win. We made sure the kid got his shots, you know.
Right.
Well, the kid is on the other team, and in their eyes, he'll always be the kid. Meanwhile, the two adults here,
mm-hmm,
think, you know, okay, he can do his thing in a regular season, but we've got the rings. And see, Dwayne Wade has something that a lot of these other guys around LeBron can't say. I won a championship without LeBron James.
That's right. That's right. He did.
Yeah, that was back with the Miami Heat when he was a young player.
Yeah.
And LeBron will tell you, Dwayne Wade taught him as much about winning as anybody else would have took to win a title.
Yeah.
And now they're together, and it's working.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.